Disclaimer, the following program is a shit show, and unfortunately, it's only going to get worse. This program is not intended for children, as this program will be filled with foul language, poking fun at everyone and everything. We can't help the ridiculous things that come out of our mouths, and no one and nothing is off limits for us. No need to send us hateful comments or emails, we already know we're assholes. Plus, we won't read them anyways. If you are easily offended, please do not listen to this program. We highly encourage you to tune into a duller, less awe-inspiring program. Be prepared to be educated by the uneducated. With that said, please enjoy the show, God save us all, and please don't sue us.
At least you have something that's long.
Can you say that again?
At least you have something that's pretty long.
Oh, it's pretty and it's long.
Pretty and long?
Oh, yeah.
I don't consider a long week pretty.
Well.
Is that what we're calling it now?
What did we talk about last week? What was one of my jokes? The one that... fuck it. I already forgot it. Never
mind. Excuse me, sir. Your age is showing.
Well, my age is my memory, okay? Age has nothing to do with it. There's a lot of people younger than me that forget more than...
Oh.
That I'm looking at one. No.
Well, I had to text her and ask, hey, are we doing this today?
And what was my response?
Yes.
Yes.
And then she said 4:30, but 4 o'clock for you.
And you got here at 4:30.
I got here. But in my defense, I had a meeting.
No, we knew
that. You got here early.
You got here actually on time.
A couple minutes early.
I almost left you outside so you'd be late.
Yeah, we're
That's rude.
No, it's not.
Leaving me outside?
Let's just say you rang the doorbell and all of us were like,
she's here.
You all looked at the time like, what?
We figured we were saying maybe 5 o'clock. The latest, you know, yeah. I figured, because we knew you were having meetings, so I figured, she's busy, so, but I'm proud of you, you made it on time, that's good.
Yeah, 5 o'clock the latest, that's late.
No, that's okay, well.
That's okay.
I also have to get to the rosary, so.
Who died?
The novena.
Oh, I thought somebody died.
Who died?
Sorry.
When I hear rosary, I think of death for some reason.
And the way things have been going lately.
Yeah, okay. Yesterday?
Okay.
She hit
this
the
is going to be good. I'm getting ready to hit the applause button. Go ahead.
Okay. Yesterday, there's this lady. She's the sweetest lady in the world. So sweet. Her breath stunk so bad. It was like mild stink the day before, but yesterday was like, oh. And then we're like, praying the rosary and singing next to each other.
Oh.
She was sitting on the side of me. I had my face turned the whole time, just trying to block, trying to not smell it, and I'd still smell it. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Why didn't you offer her something?
I didn't have anything. What am I going to do? You want gum?
Yeah, I would.
Throw holy water in her.
Oh no.
The trick is you eat it first. I always have Altoids or gum.
Yeah. And then
I'll eat it and then, did you want some? And when they say no, you always go, are you sure you don't want any?
No, you please take it.
Please take one.
Sometimes they still don't.
It's not one of the regular choir people, is it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, this...
Somebody else, okay.
Somebody else.
Okay.
What's her name? I'm just kidding.
No,
just kidding. No.
No, we don't want to get you in trouble. See?
No!
You.
Anyway. What are you spelling? C-U-N-T?
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm not looking forward to that tonight. I was supposed to go over grab my rosary that smells like roses.
I have a
get a mask.
I have Tic Tacs. You want to take my Tic Tacs?
Yeah. Can you wear a?
Put them in your pocket.
Yeah, just take a mask. Put a mask.
You want some Tic Tacs?
Yeah, just remind me. Just give her the whole fucking thing. Just
she probably won't
thing.
Take it.
Just tell her it's good. It's good.
Maybe she brushed her teeth.
Maybe she had sticky cheese before she went.
With a plunger?
No, I mean maybe
she used a brush. It was just a toilet brush.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yes.
Maybe today she actually brushed her teeth.
Maybe she took a nap.
She's old, very old too, or?
Now I kind of want to go to see who
late 60s.
That's not old.
No.
Yeah.
No,
I just think she's one of those Portuguese people that doesn't really take care of their teeth.
Hygiene
it's
is not.
It's probably been a couple of days.
Hygiene is not their priority.
Yeah.
In the old days back there, it was pretty bad.
There's fur on there.
Ugh. Well,
kind of fur?
with the Portuguese woman, there's fur everywhere. So yeah. What's the difference?
Through that.
I feel her pain. I was listening to a podcast earlier, as a true crime one, and they were saying that they drug tested this guy, and he is Korean, and I was laughing because they did his hair first on top of his head, and it came back negative, but the police swore that he did drugs, which he didn't, because I guess it's like a big thing, like you get more trouble for doing drugs out there than, mm-hmm. they don't even care if you're beating your wife, but if you say, oh, he did drugs and then he hit me, now they're all over it. It's like really weird.
Hmm.
And they said that they took hair from his armpit and from his legs, but the legs wouldn't, it came back not conclusive because it was so thin. And I just remember thinking, fucking lucky. I wasn't upset that they're accusing him of a drug. I was more upset that he had thinner leg hair than I did.
Where else they have hair? It's got to be stomach and head. That's it. Those people aren't very hairy.
No.
That's sad. Oh, well.
It's sad that they're not hairy.
Well, it's sad. They're lucky to a certain point. I mean, I do like facial hair, and the ones who can't grow it, I feel sorry for them. But hey, Twitch is.
I don't have that problem.
Well, I mean, I'm not an expert or anything, but I see a lot of women. They prefer that bearded man type of thing, some sort of beard. You know, it doesn't have to be a full, you know, blown beard, but. I don't know. What do you guys like? You like the clean shaven or no? You like facial hair somewhere?
Depends.
I want my man.
If you want a man, it depends. It's already too late. But
oh my gosh!
She's a gold digger. Remember?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, she wants her Splenda daddy.
Speaking of gold diggers, daddy. I saw this on TikTok the other day. The guy actually had put a video camera because his wife was trying to kill him. He was sleeping with a, what do you call it, a CPAC?
Yeah.
And during the night, he would just start choking and whatever. And he thought it was the machine, so he ordered a new one. And, a few days later, the same thing was happening again. And he got suspicious, so he put a secret camera in the room. And at nighttime, his wife was reaching over, pinching the hose, and then letting
what
it open.
A he would, bitch. Yes.
So yeah, she was actually trying to kill him by pinching his air hose.
Well, there's always two sides to every story.
Well, true. We don't know.
I'm sorry, that's a little fucked up.
But he got it on film, so she can't deny it.
You're so helpless when you're sleeping.
Yeah, especially when you're like that. Because I mean, it's terrible. My brother sleeps with the CPAC thing, and. He wakes up in the morning, he's got those
the strap marks.
We're at McDonald's, and all I see is these strap marks.
Poor guy.
But hey, you got to, I guess. And I told him, why didn't you just get a bed that raises up so you won't have to? I think that's the only issue is sleeping flat on your back, but they don't listen to me. Oh, well.
Nobody listens to you, do
That's true.
I mean, I listen to you sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah, me too, sometimes.
That's all right. It'll be too late when you guys do listen to me, but that's okay.
I don't think so. I do pretty well with you because you're interesting. You make me laugh.
Well,
if you were boring, it'd be different.
Yeah. I'm always sitting on the edge of my seat, like, what's going to come out of his mouth?
I can't even speak. That's true because I don't even know what's coming out of my mouth. You guys know that by now. I have no clue.
I love when you say something that's really funny and then it like surprises you and you're like you get a giggle out of it too. That makes my heart.
Sometimes I'm in my head thinking, oh, that's funny. I should say something like that. Well, that's what I'm here for, to entertain you guys and the rest of the war fans.
I'll tell you what. I think you two are the most popular ones.
For what?
Everybody says how sexy your voice sounds. My girls, they say that.
Do they want to see a picture of me?
They've seen you.
Not naked.
Well, you know. I don't know.
I mean,
I'll have to check with them first.
Yeah, I mean, hey,
you're going to have to take off that.
They're bringing that foreskin look back again.
Oh. You might.
Everything comes back eventually.
You might. You might traumatize.
Hey, everybody likes a snake with a turtleneck. Shut up.
A snake with a turtleneck?
It's cold.
You don't want it shriveling.
No, it's cold in the wintertime. They just pop out their little head and go back in. That's why it takes a while to find it in the wintertime. A while I'm
you're getting a little nervous there.
It's in here somewhere. I have to peel everything back to find it.
It was very brave of you to take a sip of your coffee while he was saying
oh
that.
Oh my gosh.
It's not coffee.
It's not coffee. It's my
it's alcohol.
It's my old fashioned, my non alcoholic old fashioned.
Oh.
But if you drink three, everybody swears I'm hammered because I get all giggly. Because it has a.
Oh shit, your mom's going to get pissed at me.
Melatonin? No, it's fine.
Ooh.
I know. Your mom's going to get mad at me.
We'll cover it up. We won't. Tell her the thing was leaking.
Shit. The thing is leaking.
It is? Oh, shit.
The tire sprung a leak.
Oh, man.
Hit it.
Hit it. Welcome, everybody, to another exciting episode of Rockin' on the Porch. This is Papa Tony with Mishi and Giggles, who's contemplating about doing jury duty.
It fucks you up, doesn't it?
I was going to say Judy duty again.
Judy duty?
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
That's all your wife, too. It's Judy duty and jury duty.
You know, she got another. Yes.
I love when she gets it.
She's been getting so them. So many of them of lately, and it's been her. And I put it on the thing. I knew what it was. And she said, "What's this?" I said, "Well, open it up. You'll find out." Oh, son of a bitch. Sure enough, she's, luckily it's for next month. So she still has a month to start calling in. But she's been nailed lately. It's unreal.
She should sign up for the text messages.
Why?
She would ignore it.
She would ignore it. She gets the notice on the mail, so that's
no.
Okay.
But like, whenever, so you don't have to call every day at 5.
Oh,
you call the first day, and then it says like, give your phone number if you want to get a reminder it says like a reminder, but they just tell you. So.
Oh, that's faster because I have to wait till 5 to call in, and then you have to wait. The line's busy and all that.
I just got it exactly at 5 o'clock.
So they said you're okay.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
It's easy. Because, for example, right now, today, I couldn't have called in. All right, I'd have to bring my paper with me.
You could call in. They're only open for still a while.
I'd have to bring my paper with me. Oh, they're open until night. Yeah.
You just got to have your badge number and all that stuff.
I go to bed.
Yeah, that's true. Then that's what scares me. If you call.
Why are you laughing?
The first time, they know you're there. If you avoid it,
exactly.
They can't see. They didn't get it. But you call that first day, you're screwed. You got to call the rest of the week. Oh, well. Dabble.
That's some fucked up shit.
Yep.
All right. I have a question for y'all. Would you rather have all traffic lights you approach be green, so you hit every green light, or never have to stand in line again?
All traffic lights green because I hate waiting at traffic lights.
You don't mind waiting in line?
I don't mind waiting in line.
I agree with you. I'd rather have the green lights because waiting in line, I can always start up a conversation with somebody and bullshit.
That's usually what happens for me too. And you're wasting
gas.
You're wasting gas, and gas is expensive right now. Polluting the environment.
Yes.
The worst that you're going to do in line is just fart and pollute the environment that way.
And if the person has bad breath, like you were mentioning.
You just step back.
What if they stand like super close to you? I'm like, no, they don't fart. I don't know. But I'm just like, get away, like back up.
They're right behind you, yeah. Like they're
breathing.
I like is when they're watching what you bought and putting on top of the conveyor belt. It's like, mm-hmm. It's none of your business. Look at your stuff. You know, it's like they're judging you by what you bought. My wife would make me go buy those feminine things once in a while. And it's like, okay.
Tampons?
Pads.
Pads. She's never was a tampon person, you know. So I don't know why, but.
They make me dizzy.
The tampons make you dizzy.
Yeah, if I ever tried.
What hole are you putting them in? You're not supposed to put them in your ear. Are you putting them in your ear or what?
No.
How do they make it dizzy?
No, so it
because
doesn't.
Because it's woman. Keeping all the blood stuck in her, so it's too much.
Something, I don't know. It's common. Google it.
You're a Googler.
You're Giggles the Googler here. What the hell?
Giggles the Googler. Okay, oh my gosh. I just mental picture of a sweatshirt for you.
Giggles the Googler.
Yeah.
If you ever become a wrestler, that's you're going to be the Googler.
Okay. Let's
you might
see.
Be a Googler. Like an ogly dude.
Ogle. what would you do?
Yeah, that's right. We're not done with the question. I'm sorry.
I was leaning towards not having to stand in line again, but my patience has grown a lot.
But it's safer to stand in line than driving.
That is true.
That's the thing, because
and then you always get that one fucked up light that takes forever.
We got that in our little town. If you catch it a certain time of the day, there's no cars coming, and it just sits there and sits there. It's like, really?
What about when it skips you?
That's happened. That's happened.
Oh, that appears.
That's happened.
I'm like,
that's happened. How does there at midnight, it forgets to turn the left, turn left signal, mm-hmm. and there's nobody on the road? It's like, yeah. really?
You're the only one. You're just
I don't
like,
wait.
Seriously.
After that, I say, you know what? Piss on it. I'm gone. I'm not. Luckily, we don't have any cameras in our little town yet that I know of.
He's just kidding, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
You can get in trouble for that.
Oh, no. Okay. It's a joke. It's a joke.
That's not a joke.
I never turn left.
Allegedly.
I never turn left on the red light. I never turn left. No.
He meant right.
My penis turns left. I just follow it.
Oh, my God.
He was leading the way. Head this way.
See, yeah, of course the head's this way. You still Google it?
Well, I found several things. Okay. But this one's like... I don't know. Okay, for most people, this isn't an issue, but for some people, they have quite sensitive cervixes and have a vasovagal. I don't know. When there is pressure put onto their cervix, but it happens. So it has happened to people. Like I've known several women who get like dizzy or faint, even faint.
Boy, I hate to see if the string breaks. What the hell is that? I do have a joke about tampons. It's pretty bad, but should I?
Yeah, of course you should.
Well, I've been wanting to say this one for a special day, but since it's a tampon subject, we'll talk about it. This is a your mama's so nasty joke, okay?
Ooh, I love those.
Okay. You listening, Giggles?
Yes.
Okay. Your mom is so nasty. Not your mom, just saying.
Allegedly.
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 That she had to cut the tampon string, the strings off her tampon, because the crabs were using it for bungee jumping.
Oh. That's just terrible.
That's terrible.
Just terrible.
My turn.
Yeah, I was like visualizing it. I was like, oh, God.
Same.
Well, I'll never go to another crab feed, will you?
I don't know if I'm going to look at my tampons the same. Not that I have crabs.
Comb them first, make sure there's nothing there.
I'm just going to picture a little.
Oh, God. Sorry.
No, never mind. That was good.
Okay, thank you.
That was hilarious.
Oh, well.
Okay, that's good.
That's Gaga. Somebody's in a hurry.
Yeah, she's not fucking around today.
Nah, I don't blame her.
She wants to go see her friend with the bad breath.
Oh.
Hello, and welcome to Old Ridiculous News. Today's newsworthy story is a story about a waitress who sued Hooters for giving her a toy Yoda instead of a toy Yoda is going viral again.
I'm sorry, what?
Giving her a toy Yoda.
Instead of a toy Yoda.
Yeah. That's good. That's clever, though. I like that Toyota.
I was like, did you just see her picture? She's holding the toy, and she thought she was going to have pissed.
She thought she was going to get a car instead. That is funny.
A play on words or a play on emotions. 1 out of 10 Hooters is a sucker. When life gives you lemons, you twist them like nipples. Hooters promised a brand new Toyota to whomever had the highest beer sales within a month. One determined Hooters employee, Jody Berry, decided she could use a new ride and got to slinging beers. You guessed it. Jody came out on top, blowing her competition out of the water. She was blindfolded and led into the parking lot outside of the restaurant.
Oh, I would be so pissed. I'd be so pissed.
But to Jody's surprise, she was presented with a toy Yoda still in its box, and it's the character from Star Wars, in case anybody's confused.
Is it expensive enough that she can...
No.
Actually, now it's worth a shit ton of money.
Really?
So if she kept it in the box and she, you know...
Yeah. Well...
It's worth more than a Toyota, that's for sure. Now,
is it?
Now, yeah.
I believe it.
Then she came
so
out
she
okay.
So she kind of... If she kept it...
If she did, she probably threw it in the garbage.
Oh, she probably burned the shit out of it. I don't know.
I'd be pissed, too, if somebody did that. Yeah. Oh, well. But that was clever on words, I have to admit.
Well, blindsided, Jody decided, fuck this shit, and quickly quit her job. But it didn't end there. She decided she was worth more than a fucking toy. After all, the back-breaking work she did to win the contest in the first place. This April Fool's joke ended up costing Hooters more than they expected.
Oh, shit.
Jody ended up walking away with an undisclosed sum. Let's just say it was enough that she could pick out whatever type of Toyota the vehicle she wants.
Good for her.
If we learned anything from playing with Hooters, it's to read the fine print. So, I was curious, from 1980... Just a little, it's Return of the Jedi. I mean, you can see this Toyota, the actual toy. It's, what, a few inches long? Look how much it's worth.
Oh, dang.
I wonder how much my little thing's worth. It's only a few inches long.
Your turtle?
Yeah, my turtleneck turtle.
I think it depends if...
Would you buy my turtle?
No.
Okay, bitch.
Yeah, look at... This is a... A card.
Wow. Uh-oh.
And it's worth almost $6,000.
Just for a card. That's...
Wow.
There's people...
But it's because it's Star Wars, too.
I know. You know what I mean? That's...
But yeah, I was like, I was shocked. Because there was a... People left comments, and they were like, yeah, if she only knew that the actual toy was worth more than the car.
My daughter's got some dolls that her cousin and your cousin... Gave to her a long time ago.
They're still in the box.
Yeah, they're still in the box.
Wasn't it Wizard of Oz?
Yes, exactly. And I see the price, what they cost then. They're still on the outside of the box. But if you Google it, they're all worth several hundred dollars. And I told my daughter, I said, hey, save this for a rainy day. You're not going to play with it. So, I mean, and if you ever have kids, don't let them play with it. This is a nice little chunk of change you got sitting here.
You never know.
You never know, because that's worth something down the road somewhere. Yep. So that's crazy. Oh, well.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Up next, Papa Tony.
Pull out my files here. Okay, you guys, it's another welcome to Papa Tony's Corny Joke Corner.
So. Yay! Applause!
Yeah, I have to write them down.
The paper has corn.
Let's see. But this is male corn. It's on top.
No, that fur is female.
Now it's female.
No.
You see what he did there?
I did. But no, that hair is female.
I know.
The corn grows off of the female.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know it was scratch and sift.
Smells kind of corny, but that's okay. All right, guys. Shut up. Here we go. Okay. What's the difference between a pregnant woman and a light bulb?
A light bulb gets turned on?
You know something about screwing?
Oh. You can't unscrew a light bulb.
Ew.
Okay. What's the difference between a sex worker and a drug dealer?
I know this one.
Say it.
Not you?
I don't know what. Say it.
Okay. Well.
Wait, let's see if she's right.
One can wash their crack and resell it.
Very good. See, she's on the ball. Wash their crack and resell it. Very good. Did you hear about the restaurant on the moon?
No.
Great food, but no atmosphere.
So stupid.
Okay. Why did the Invisible Man turn down the job offer?
I don't know.
He couldn't see himself doing it.
That's a good one.
That's it for this week, guys. Back to you, Miss Giggles.
Did you know what the true meaning of cunt is?
Oh, I gotta no, but I want to hear it.
This was from it says cunt since 1544.
I'm sure they've been around longer than that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I wonder when the first cunt was.
Eve. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, well, we are sitting way too close to you for you to be making comments like that.
You asked.
And the window's open. Lightning's going to strike.
I know. Lord, that was not us.
You shouldn't have asked.
You are so nervous. He's so nervous.
You asked the first. Okay, I'm sorry. I was just
I did ask.
Okay.
But I was not going there.
Well, the snake did.
I mean,
yeah, the snake was a fucking cunt.
It was a pretty good response, though.
Yeah.
Not true, but
allegedly.
Allegedly not true.
See, that. Well, we'll talk about that after we're done with this story.
Okay. Cunt was an ancient term that meant faithful and loyal friend. Hmm. To have a cunt meant having a friend who always had your back, never would have abandoned you, and provided friendship and support even through hard times. Society encouraged each other to value being a cunt above any other virtue.
Yeah, somebody made a wrong turn down in history. Boy, I tell you.
That's true. I wonder when it switched.
I know. Wow.
So that I guess that's why I never was really offended when people called me cunts. I was always like, thank you.
Well.
You're my favorite cunt.
Thanks. You're my favorite cunt, too.
Thank you.
And I was just thinking, maybe Eve was a cunt.
See? See? That's a good saying.
You know what? Your guardian angel just whispered in her ear to save your ass.
Thanks, Mom.
Oh, my God.
Did you know what the bra sizes letters stand for?
Tell me, Giggles. A, B, C, D, and all that stuff. What does it stand for?
It's the cup. It's the size of the cup of your bra.
Yeah, but what does A stand for?
Absolutely nothing there.
Exactly.
Close. Almost boobs.
Oh.
What's B stand for?
Barely boobs.
Hey, applause. Good for you.
Thanks.
C?
I can't see nothing.
Mm.
Close.
Can't complain.
Can't complain. Okay.
What about D?
Damn.
Damn. Yeah.
What about double D?
Double damn.
Yeah. Dude, I did not know you guys knew your sizes.
Look who.
Who's here?
It was here.
Right here.
Yeah, I think this one might be her. What's E?
This isn't me. That no, I'm damn double damn. It depends. E?
Oh, it's got to be enormous.
Yeah. Applause. Oh. A round of applause.
Woo!
You know my boots.
What about F?
Fucking awesome.
Close. Fake.
Shit.
What's G?
Gorgeous.
Get a reduction.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
And H?
Help.
No.
Help. Help.
Help me. I've fallen and can't get up. Good job.
Moshka, we're thinking of you. Where does Moshka fall in this one?
I don't know.
You should have had her call us.
Oh, we could call her.
Call her and ask her. Yeah, no.
Yeah, you should text her.
Text
yeah.
her.
Should we try
to call her in?
Have her call in. We're on the air. Tell her we're on the air. We need to talk.
If it doesn't work, you just cut it out.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. I think it was connecting to my earbuds.
Oh, I thought it was your vibrator.
My what?
Vibrator.
Oh.
Wow, that's a fancy vibrator. Where did you get it? Oh.
You like it because it has a kickstand, huh?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Damn. Oh, yes.
So in this episode, we were talking about bra sizes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just curious which one you are.
So, I am.
Hold on. I'm going to give you the options and you got to tell us, okay?
Okay.
A is for almost boobs. B is for barely boobs. C is can't complain. D is giggle.
Damn! Oh, I'm sorry. I took your damn away.
And oh. Double D?
Double damn!
E is for enormous. F is for fake. G is for get a reduction, and H is help me, I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Well, I am none of the above. I'm a triple D.
A triple D?
That's yep. That's an E.
That's an E. There's no such thing as a triple D.
There is. I have my little Victoria's Secrets card where they measured me.
So would that be a
Does it go with D's nuts?
I'm a triple D. Thank you.
What? What the fuck you sucking on right now?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
Hey, remind me when you're here for us to ask Giggles about how corn grows.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she has hand gestures.
She's an expert on horticulture.
Horticulture. She's our new whore of the group. She likes hoeing now.
She's our favorite hoer.
Wow. Yeah. So much has changed.
Oh, yeah. No. She's well educated. That's the thing.
She's well educated.
Why are you laughing so hard?
I'm not. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean,
you'll never eat corn the same. I know I couldn't. I was like, oh.
When's the last time you had a cob in your mouth?
Surprisingly, the day that she informed us.
Mm.
I didn't. But that's okay. There's a Target across the street. I can go buy some bananas.
Well, you still got finger food, I'm assuming.
Dude, those bananas don't stand a chance.
No, I'm not talking
not
about
me.
I'm talking. Not with her fingers on them. Hell, shit. You know how many homeless little bananas are up here now because you killed their father? Shit.
I was going to say, I did a lot of damage last time.
I know.
I'm going to have to hide the bananas.
Yeah, I know.
poor dad, he's going to be like, where's the bananas?
Yeah, I know. No more potassium. No more potassium. Shit. That's okay.
I'm not holding my breath because of everything that has happened. I'm just going to be patient as long as they give me in the meantime.
Well, if you got anything else you want me to hold, I'm more than welcome, willing to help.
Well, I thought she broke the scale the last time.
Shut up. I got it fixed.
Oh. I thought I tipped the scale. The scale went to one side.
Well, that's okay. I learned my lesson. I didn't realize how heavy they were.
Let me see your phone. Giggles did a pass out.
She fell asleep?
Yeah.
Something-ish.
Yeah, we're going to take a picture of her.
She fell asleep at the table?
Yep.
I can't do that. I can't fall asleep in random places.
Well,
when you're tired.
If you were as busy as this one is. Hi, good morning, Sunshine. You want to go lay down in my bed? And we're recording because you missed fabulous conversation. Yeah. Put your headphones on so you can hear.
No, that's fine, dear.
It says
there you are. There you are.
And can we still hear her?
You sound raspy. Hello. Not like yourself.
Hey, if you want her to call you before you go to sleepies, let us know. We'll write a script. We'll write a script for her.
Oh yeah.
She's gonna go find some more bananas.
Who?
You.
I am.
Yeah. No, Moshka is.
Oh.
Yeah, because I'm going back to the hotel by myself, and I didn't bring any batteries, so I'm going to Target and get some bananas.
Oh well.
Yeah.
Funny, we're out of batteries here too.
I wonder why.
Yeah, mine keep getting stolen.
That's probably why Giggles is tired. Giggles is tired because of your batteries.
Oh yeah,
I'm sure she puts that pickle to use very well. Between her pickle and your bananas, I don't know what's worse.
Papa Tony, too bad she's 3 hours away.
What's that?
Too bad she's 3 hours away.
I know. Well, that's okay. She'll be up here this week, and you'll see her.
Yeah, Friday.
Yeah.
I told her.
And you could go keep her company in her hotel room.
Well,
now I'm going to have to cut that out. We don't want to get anybody in trouble.
I mean, wishful thinking, but no, it ain't going to happen.
If he could only see the smile he has on his face.
Huge smile.
Just be careful. I got a posse. Yeah. I don't know if you can handle me and my posse.
Well, I got a badge. All depends on where you pin it. That's about it.
Oh, okay.
In case anybody's wondering, that is not Giggles. That is my father.
Can he hear himself? Because that sounds funny.
Yeah. That.
I think that's why he's not really talking. It's because it cracks him up.
I'm not used to having these big things on my ears, you know.
Well, Moshka's got big things in the front, so what's the difference?
I'm the only one that does it.
Well, you have Tony
behave. Oh, she's got some cushion. I don't. Yeah.
But you got big hands, though. That.
Yeah. And a big voice. And now a big voice.
Yeah, a deep voice. Oh. To go with those deep, big hands shit. You got it made. You could go straight to Hollywood now.
You mean I could be a star in Hollywood?
You could do voiceovers, you know, whatever that's called. So.
You could, yeah.
Oh my, I can't get over the voice. That is the funniest thing.
He could do Disney movies because he can sing too.
There you go.
See?
Oh, I don't know about the singing part.
Sing in Portuguese. Sing in Portuguese. I want to see what it sounds like. Sing something in Portuguese. The Pledge of Allegiance. I don't give a shit. Whatever.
Taca braço. Taca.
They just want to laugh at me, see?
No, we're not laughing.
I'm actually very curious.
We're laughing with you.
Yeah. I'm laughing at Moshka.
Yeah.
But I'm laughing with you. Yeah. I want to see what my mom sounds like.
That's another one.
Oh, my goodness.
We have it on record. This is the first time my dad was quiet in front of a microphone.
Yeah, because they just keep laughing at me, see?
We're not laughing at you. We're laughing with you.
We're laughing at the voice because the voice is funny.
It's not you. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
I think if I was there, I would really have a hard time with it because even with Giggles, I have a hard time. Seeing her talking, and then you hear that voice coming out, and it's not
Well, we have no choice. No, it's a protection.
Well, you have a safe trip coming up.
Okay. I'm not laughing this time. I'm holding it. Thank you.
Hang on, Moshka. We have somebody else that wants to say hi to you.
No, okay. We have trouble.
Okay, we'll put her on the microphone.
Yeah, we're going to switch them out.
Okay, here comes guest number two.
Oh, Lord, I can only imagine.
Hello, senora. Hasta what's in a
This is a very masculine family up here.
Oh, Adovi.
Okay, let's sing.
Oh, my gosh.
Next time.
In a
senhora. Não, aí está. Oh, shit. Já
é isto é bullshit.
Isto é bullshit que eu estou me habituar.
Não.
É, é. Eles querem dizer, eles não têm que fazer esta gente.
Não, mas está a passar o tué para rir, I like it.
A mulher botou-me a minha voz a modos. Parece a voz de nome. Até me está a dar que não ia falar com tu desta maneira.
Mas se ajudar ainda falava. E daria porque eu calado.
Ele ficou calado e falo.
Yeah. My, my, the tables
okay,
have turned.
Fica à tua espera.
Just put a mic in front of him.
Not her.
She, not her.
Ela não tem vergonha
oh.
nenhuma.
Yeah, that's funny.
Ele já se rir à minha custa. Ok, bye.
Ok. Well, no, thank you.
Uma voz de dom.
Okay, we'll talk later. I'll let you know for sure. Love you.
All right, love you too.
Okay,
bye.
Have a good night. Bye.
It's
where are we?
It's your turn.
Oh. Are we ready for nobody swears better than the British? Mm-hmm. No one swears better like the British.
Oh, no, you never met a good Portuguese, have you?
I think we swear pretty good.
Yeah, we...
yeah. We do, but these British words are pretty funny.
But they are. They have a better class and a sense of humor.
Well, and they just have a very wide array of words.
They're colorful.
Exactly.
Yeah, colorful.
Exactly. Ours is just shit. Ours is merda, tudo merda.
Yeah.
Or...
Mas caca.
What? Mas caca. Mas caca.
Mas caca.
What's the one that your wife always says?
Caralho.
Yeah, caralho.
For the longest time when I was married, I would always say this, and my wife eventually got mad. I said, merda de diabo. I used to say, you know, devil shit, and I don't know why. I don't even know where I picked that up. But it was just if anything didn't go right, merda de diabo.
Merda de diabo.
That sounds like, you know, like something like, you know, my grandparents would have said.
Yeah, I must have heard it somewhere, and I brought it into the marriage, and I said that for many, many years. And if anything went wrong, merda de diabo. My wife said, stop saying that. I said, well, I can't help it. It's just.
Well, yours is like squeaky clean next to what she says.
Well, now, yeah. So, okay, dear.
Okay,
proceed.
No one swears like the British. Cock booger.
Nobody talks like the British. Cock booger. Cock booger.
What is a cock?
Cock burger.
Oh, is that
a burger. I thought you said booger.
A cock burger.
Okay.
Wank face.
I like that one.
Wank face.
Arse bastard.
That's ass bastard, yeah. Fuck stick. I got one.
What?
I got a fuck
stuck in their ash bastard.
And I got a piss artist.
Oh, yeah, you got a piss artist.
I can, yeah.
Fucking Joe off.
Douche canoe.
That's what
that's
you got.
You.
No, you got the douche canoe. Me no canoe, you canoe.
A douche canoe. Oh, yeah, we used to talk about canoes all the time.
Yes.
Pink canoes.
My pink canoe's not a douche.
Well, you have to once in a while. You got to clean it out.
Keep it fresh, yeah.
Yeah.
Keep it fresh.
One of me.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
No.
No, I wasn't going to say that.
He's an arse clown.
Arse clown.
An ass clown. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you arse clown. With your fuck stick. I hope it gets stuck in your arse.
I'd like
basket.
To know what a cock burger is, though.
Cock burger?
Yeah, cock
I'm
burger.
Thinking it's when it's in the canoe. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, because it's a... Yeah.
No.
The flaps go around.
No, or it could be from behind in the bun.
Ooh, that's a possibility.
That's the there. That's where you got a cock
yucky.
Burger. Well...
Would you say...
What? A cock burger? Booger? I thought you said cock booger.
No.
So I said...
You say cock burger.
I said, yeah, but
yes,
at first I heard
like
you
booger.
Said cock booger, I and I thought, I said, who in the hell wants to cock up their nose?
I was thinking when she said cock
burger.
Booger, that it was like a little bit came out, like it sneezed. You know what I mean? That's what
a new
I was,
word, cock well. Booger.
Yeah, cock booger. Hey, you're cock booger. Here, for your cock booger. Clean up.
Usually mine doesn't sneeze, but...
Do you know what happened? Sorry, not to change the subject.
No.
I was saying bye to her last week. Yeah. And my fucking dog sneezed right in my mouth.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, you said that. I remember.
I was so
mad. You were saying goodbye to me.
I was saying bye to her because she saw it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and she started laughing. I'm all, did you see that? She's like, yeah, it went right in your mouth.
Oh, wait, because you were talking. No.
I was talking to her dad.
Her dad, yeah.
And then she said, my dog just sneezed in my mouth.
Yeah, that's right.
That was a first. I've never had that happen. And it was like a wet sneeze. Sorry.
Yeah. Usually people don't complain about wet, but, you know.
Yeah.
When it's a dog sneeze in your mouth.
Then yes.
I'm going to complain. It
could have been worse. It could have been a wet fart. So, hey, be thankful.
That is true. What's your favorite swear word from the list? I like wink face.
I like douche canoe.
Douche canoe is good.
It sounds like.
Is it weird that
I don't know. See, I like to know what a cock burger is. I mean.
Google.
Here. Hold on. You got it?
Oh.
Let me see if it'll pop up if I can do it here.
Let me just borrow your phone.
No. Don't get me in trouble. Borrow your own.
Don't get me in trouble.
Don't get no cock burgers on my phone.
Dude, if you guys could only see what I Google.
I know.
For some of the stories, that's I'm why. Like, I don't think this is what I was looking for.
Damn internet.
Oh, cock burger. A cinnamon.
A cinnamon?
A synonym.
It's a synonym.
That's a really hard word all around.
It means ass.
See, that's what I was telling you. You
somebody who is full of themselves or arrogant.
Oh.
Okay.
And a cock burger with cheese is the act of cutting your unsanitized male genitalia and frying it on medium rare. What the fuck?
What?
No.
I think somebody was fucking with me right there.
So I was.
Not literally, though.
So a cock burger could be from behind and the guy adds the cheese to it.
I think that was from Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, okay.
You know how that goes.
That's not real. Not true.
Have you ever seen what your name means on Urban Dictionary?
Mm-mm.
My real name?
Uh-huh.
The one that starts with A? Or my...
Oh, either one.
Well, yeah, tell me.
Tony is real and is a person you can trust. Tony makes everyone feel happy. He does not bring any negative energy.
God.
He has a great sense of humor.
God.
He is schmexy. Somebody accidentally.
What the hell's a schmexy?
I think they meant to put sexy as hell, sexy. But it says schmexy. It's almost like schmelz like 90s.
Schmelz.
You sure look schmexy today.
Thank you.
So it says you have a sense of humor, great sense of humor, and you're sexy as hell, and he is taken by a beautiful girl. Tony can be very antisocial because people are weird. Tony is the smart one of the group and is cautious of what he is doing. Tony is a lovable person and will never cross you due to his big heart. He will always be on your side.
Boy, I tell you, I'm not going to say it's 100%, but pretty damn close.
Not bad.
Not bad. I'm very happy. That's the first time I've had people say something good about me or whatever. So that's good. Oh, that's good. So what about...
This one says...
Yeah.
Uh-oh. She must have... Are you wearing a tampon?
No.
Giggles just did a pass out.
You want me to pull it out?
No, thanks. I'm good.
So this is... Giggles is one of the most beautiful girls you'll ever meet. She will always be kind to you. Any man who is lucky enough to have her in his life should be thankful. Any man who dumps her is a complete idiot.
Yeah.
Completely agree. She will be a loving companion, a loyal friend, no matter what. Always be kind to her, and she will be kind to you.
Wow, that nails it.
Oh.
Very good. I wonder what yours is.
Oh, and it is. And this one says usually brunette.
Yeah, that's
considered brunette.
That's not. Yeah, that's brunette, isn't it? It's
dark.
Dark. Yeah. Dark brunette.
Yeah.
That's not black. Is it? No.
Some people say it is, but it's not.
I don't think so. I see a little brown in there.
Okay. Up next, Dirty Minds.
Okay. So what's the rules to this?
We're just going to say whatever whatever you are thinking.
So the first thing that pops in our head?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Because no. Mr. True.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Dude, that was so funny.
Well, she didn't explain.
I'm like vacuum. True. True. Yes.
I agree with everything.
What was it? It was... I get turned on in any room of the house.
Mm-hmm. And that, well, that's true. Walls don't, doesn't stop me. I'm sorry.
I'm so glad these walls don't talk.
Thank God.
Hey, he was probably worse at your house.
Oh.
Remember, he probably rubbed it on every surface.
Ew. Good thing not a lot of surfaces are.
Well, you guys don't have carpet anymore, do you?
Nope. They're all gone. All the carpet
what
is
about,
gone.
What about the ceiling?
Oh, no.
Especially in your room.
Don't sleep with your mouth open.
Well, it's been painted over, okay? Several times. Okay. So I'm sure we're good. We're good.
All right. I won't.
Okay, so let's see how dirty your minds are by answering these questions.
All right, let's do it.
Three questions. First, I am great with wieners.
Not me.
Wife.
Wife?
Girlfriend, wife.
Oh, yeah.
They're great with wieners. Yeah. All the wieners.
Ketchup.
I should just say women. Sorry.
Ketchup? Why, am I falling behind in the race or what?
I'm thinking. It took a little bit. That took a little bit.
You're such a mustard.
Oh, gosh.
We're going to get toasty after this.
Okay.
Uh-huh. If the conditions are right, I last for a long time.
That's why they call it cock rings.
Oh. Back massage.
You like back massage?
I sure do.
Well,
just
ice.
I don't know. If the conditions are right, I last a long time.
Well, are you going to put it in the freezer or what?
Ice.
I got it. I got it, finally.
Oh, is that
what kind
answer?
Of ice? Like regular ice, dry ice?
Regular ice.
Yeah. Okay. You don't want dry ice on you.
Okay, you're so hot, you melted all my ice. Yeah, your
it's my
hormones.
It's your hormones.
My hormones are
acting. That's like when he called me when I was down south visiting. And he goes, so what have you been up to? I'm like, I have hives. And he's like, you can't blame it on me. It's not my hormones.
Oh, my gosh. And last but not least, you have to tie me down to give me up. You have to tie me down to get me up.
Flag.
You have to tie me down to get me up. A hot air balloon? What?
Yeah, it could be that. It could be that.
I don't.
What?
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 That
was good though.
No.
I
know.
It's always lifting, so you do have to tie it.
It's just that this is supposed to be dirty minds, and it's throwing me off. Because what's so dirty about?
Because it could be your pecker, or it could.
I mean, somebody has to. Maybe you're kinky and you like to be tied down to get up.
I have a big fear of being tied.
I don't
want to be that asshole that's left in the room.
Yeah, they take off.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
without your clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they find you dead and with handcuffs on.
Not only dead. What if like you're like in a hotel
whoever,
or something?
Yeah, and they take
you know
off
what I mean? And then the maid walks in. You're all, oh hi.
Yeah, but what happens if the maid doesn't show up for the weekend or something? And you're dead. You know, no, thank you.
Wasn't there something like that on Austin Powers too? Like they were tied. He was tied to the bed or something. Was that him?
Yeah, he did a lot of shagging back
baby,
in those days.
Yeah.
It was a good movie.
I love that guy. He's so funny.
You remember the scene where I think it was the second movie. They were in the tent, but the guy was seeing from the outside with a shadow, and he was pulling out an umbrella. He was pulling out all this shit out of his ass. It was
that was funny.
That was funnier than hell. He's pulling all these things out. It's like, what?
Or when he's naked and every time he turns around, it's something covering him.
What about Fat Bastard? I love Fat Bastard.
Get in my belly.
Get in my belly.
I want you in my belly.
My belly.
Fat we used to do that every time we go to a restaurant. Like, get in my belly.
That's good. I know, poor guy. He died. That's so sad.
Mini-Me did?
Yeah. He died. He passed away a few years ago.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a short grocery.
No bullshit.
No, oh. Can't do it. The mic's in the way.
Just.
I don't want to break this. There you go. Very good.
You just got to back up. Just
go back. Back it up.
Well.
Back it up.
I don't like to back it up.
All right. I'm going to leave you with this. Oop. Cunt. What does it stand for? C is for cunt. U is for you're a cunt. N is for not sure if you know this, but you're a cunt. T is for turn around and fuck off, mate, because you're a fucking cunt.
Yeah.
This episode was very cunty.
Very cunty.
It is. And that's not a bad word. We found out it's not a bad word. And that's right. I was going to talk about this when we were talking about Eve. You know, I'm not calling her that. Not necessarily. I'm not trying to back up now. But who was the first woman? Do we know? I mean, as far as females, even though in the Bible it says it was her. But what about the caveman, cave women? When did they come along?
No, Adam and Eve were first.
Then why do the cavemen, cave women, all that stuff, they look completely different? See, I don't get it.
Oh.
See, that's a good question. I always wondered about that. Who came before them? So I don't know.
Oh, wow.
No, that's why I was wondering. So.
Did you find something?
It says the brief history of the C word.
Oh.
Okay, it says brief, but there's like fucking...
pages long.
A cuntish country.
I do love country music.
Yeah, it says, oh my gosh, remind me to introduce you to a new artist that I believe will be your favorite.
There's one out there who sings a lot of good songs as far as the stuff we like to hear. I can't remember his name, but they're all bad.
I was watching a documentary called The Jinx, and it's about Robert Durst.
Robert Durst.
Heard that name.
He's an older gentleman now, but in the 80s, his wife disappeared. And then a few years later, he kind of went like on a murder spree. Like I forgot exactly what happened.
That name sounds familiar too. Jeez.
Yeah, like this fool got arrested because he stole a sandwich. And when he got arrested, he had like $5,000 on him or $3,000 or something like that. Like he was a really rich guy.
And he stole a sandwich.
Yeah, and he stole it because he always got away with whatever. You know what I mean? Because his dad was so rich.
Yeah. Okay, one of those. Okay.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Yeah, it was one of those stories. But one of his best friends that he met, he at night had a country band, and it was country porn. That's what it's called.
Country porn?
Yeah, but on one of like the things that he had, I think it was like the record, it said country. So, like, his song's name is Everybody Calls Her a Slut, But I Love Her. Sit, 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 sit on my face.
Mm. Like that one.
You're reminiscing.
Mm.
Oh, Cum Stains on My Pillow. They actually played that on the documentary, and I was like, what the fuck?
That's how I got a broken nose. You know that, Giggles?
What?
From them sitting on my face.
Oh, my God.
So that's why everything goes to the left. You had a leaner.
Well, she tipped over and took my nose with her, unfortunately. So.
Oh, boy.
I should have shot a snot rocket into her, but oh, well, that's okay.
Cock booger?
Booger, but I didn't at the time.
Cock booger.
Well, good old days. Oh, man, I miss that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what can I say? All right, dear.
You're getting old.
Wow. First you call him bald. Now you're telling him he's getting old.
They go hand in hand.
Hey.
HR is going to have a meeting with you soon.
If you reach my age and still think like I do,
yeah.
Be thankful.
Yeah, I would be.
Yeah. So you hope
you look good for 80.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. How many buses is she throwing me under today, Jesus?
Dude.
Well, I do look good for 80. I do look good for 80.
I like how she still won't touch you, though. She's like,
it's too far.
She touched the table right next to his arm.
Did you want to weigh mine?
Well, I'm...
Aren't you going to church?
I'm going to have to use both hands because he might crush this scale.
It's already broken from the last time.
Yeah. It needs to be recalibrated.
Well, I will. I'm up for the challenge. I got your scale.
It's his pinky. I don't even think I'd fit.
It won't fit. That's okay. Just scan it.
Scan it. It's all, well, damn it.
Okay. Dabu.
I'm tired.
I could tell. You got to take the tampon out before you come.
Yes, I do.
Well, you hope so. Her head's going to explode if she does.
Her head or his head?
I know. His head. Head. Which head are we talking about?
Well, if it doesn't go out there, it's going to go.
Facial.
Oh, come out of yours and everything. Oh, shit. Go ahead.
Well, if y'all have any questions for any of us or want to share
a
story or joke, feel free to reach out on our Instagram at Rocket on the Porch, and we'll do our best to answer them in the next episode. Show some love by following, liking, and reviewing our podcast on the platform you listen on. If we were able to brighten your day even a little bit with our stupidity, then go ahead and share this podcast with your friends and family that have a sense of humor. Thank you for listening and laughing with us. Until next week, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
Bye, y'all.
Bye,
thanks
y'all.
Bye. See you next week. Love you.
Love something. Yeah, you.
He's trying to make up for his Eve comment.
I think so. Oh, you should have said I love Jesus. Sorry, we're done.